This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Before they even have a high school diploma, many students in this state are enrolled in college. A growing number, 1 in 5 high school juniors and seniors, is taking college courses. It's according to a report that's just out. State leaders have made concurrent enrollment, as it's called, a priority, even passing a law a few years ago to encourage it. We'll talk to the lieutenant governor about why in a few minutes. First, let's meet Jackie Navarez, a senior at Hinckley High School in Aurora. She's also taking courses at Community College of Aurora, which, according to the latest numbers, has enrolled the most high school students. Jackie, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
How long have you been taking college courses?
Since my sophomore year in high school.
Oh, since your sophomore year. Okay. And what kind of courses have you been taking?
I've been taking my English courses, biology, ethics, philosophy, all the, what do you call them?
Prerequisites?
Yes, for my degree.
The idea of getting stuff out of the way early.
Yes, the earlier the better.
How did you find out about this opportunity to be able to enroll concurrently, as they call it?
It was freshman year, like 3 days before the end of the year of my freshman year. And there was an intercom call, and they said, any of you who would like to attend the Community College of Aurora, today's the last day to take the Accuplacer.
This is a test you take to sort of qualify.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you have to qualify. Right away, I was like, oh, that's a great opportunity. So I ran down to my counselor, and I told her, can I still take the Accuplacer? And she said, but you're just a freshman. And I'm like, but I can do it.
Yeah.
I took it, and I passed, and I enrolled.
How many total credit hours? Do you know? Have you added them up yet that you've taken?
Right now, I have around 50, and I still have to finish this semester to have the 60 I need for the associate's degree.
So you will graduate high school, not just with a diploma, but with an associate's degree.
Yes, that's correct.
Is money in the potential savings here a driving force as well, Jackie?
Yes, it is. I mean, I'll be 2 years ahead when I transfer over to whatever college I decide to go to. And that's 2 years of, you could say, being relieved of not having to look for scholarships to cover those 2 years.
Have a lot of folks in your family attended college?
No, I'm first generation. My sister is attending, but in our entire family, there's been only 2 other cousins who have attended college.
Do you know what you want to do?
I want to be an orthodontist in the future.
Do you have braces?
I just got them off 3 months ago.
Oh, so I imagine it turned out well then?
Yes.
So you feel somewhat inspired by the profession. Okay. Now, you travel to the Community College of Aurora to take courses, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
When do you do that? Is that in the evenings? Is that during the day or what?
Well, my sophomore year, I had a full schedule at Hinckley, and I would attend twice a week at the Community College of Aurora from 6 to 9 at night. And they would bring me, of course, because I couldn't drive yet.
Now, what we'll hear in just a little bit from the lieutenant governor is that some of these courses take place on individual high school campuses to avoid the commute. But it sounds like you have to commit a lot of time to this.
Yes, it's a lot of commitment, but the reward at the end is bigger.
Are you also getting high school credit for some of these college courses?
Yes. Through the program, you get both high school and college credit, so it benefits you in both ways.
Well, Jackie, thank you so much for talking to us.
My pleasure.
Jackie Navarez is a senior at Hinckley High School in Aurora who hopes to have an associate's degree by the time she gets her diploma. More and more high school students in Colorado are also taking college classes. And that's in large part because state leaders made it easier to do with a 2009 law. Lieutenant Governor Joe Garcia leads the State Department of Higher Education, which just released the latest numbers on dual enrollment. And I asked him why the state backs the approach.
Frankly, because it's something that works. And it works not just for the upper middle class, high achieving student, but for really students in our working class schools where we really haven't had good performance. And it's getting more and more kids the opportunity to earn college credit at no cost.
What is the long-term benefit?
The long-term benefit is that it, frankly, encourages more kids to go on to college and then to be successful once they get there. We find that students who earned college credit while in high school are not only far more likely to attend college, but far more likely to persist in that first year and far more likely to be on track to graduate in 4 years.
And there's evidence to support that that's happening.
Very clear evidence to support that, that we know that 85% of students who took concurrent enrollment classes in high school moved on to college, and that they persisted in that first year at a rate 78% compared to 58% for students who did not participate in concurrent enrollment.
You started by saying something that I think a lot of people would naturally believe, which is that concurrent enrollment, the idea of taking college classes while you're in high school, makes sense if you're a sort of high-achieving, overachieving, precocious junior or senior. The point is, though, that if there's a student who's struggling mightily in high school, this is not something necessarily for them, though.
Well, actually, it is now, because we know that a lot of students arrive at college and need remedial coursework. Well, now we have the ability to identify those students while they're still in high school and give them the community college remedial course, and they can move directly into college-level courses when they enroll at the college.
Is this colleges picking up the slack of high schools and middle schools and elementary schools?
Not at all, but it really is a way to demonstrate that colleges and the K-12 system should be working together in order to get the kind of results we want as a state. We want more kids completing college, and this is a way to move us towards that goal. It creates a stronger workforce for Colorado.
What kind of courses are available? Run through some of the options around the state.
Okay, we have a variety of both academic and what we would call career and technical programs. For example, if you came to a community college and you were interested in automotive technology, you could take that class for college credit to community college. Most high schools don't offer those kind of programs anymore because they're costly.
Or it could be introductory college math or college English or something, getting prerequisites out of the way.
It could be the more traditional academic courses, but just at a higher level, so that students could both count that math class towards their high school degree requirement, but it would also qualify as, for example, a freshman level college math class.
A lot of these classes are actually taking place at the high school?
Yes, most of them take place at the high school. We have to have a college certified, a college credentialed teacher who really becomes, in essence, an employee of the college for purposes of teaching a given class.
Remind us of what this 2009 law did to sort of create this connection.
Well, it made some existing programs, made them more understandable and more accessible. So it said that at every high school, every kid should have the opportunity to test into a college-level course and to take that course without having to pay for it up front. And that instantly made it more accessible to more students.
Now, let's talk about whether this law has been successful. What are the numbers?
The numbers are very, very clear that we have 1 in 5 Colorado 11th and 12th graders who now are enrolled in concurrent enrollment classes. We had 88,000 credit hours earned last year, and that's a value of $10 million to those students and families.
$10 million. Who's paying for this? This is tuition, presumably.
Well, it is tuition, but the students are not paying the tuition because the colleges enter into financial agreements with the high schools. And so the money that the high schools get for those students really covers the costs for them to attend the college. And the colleges collect what we call the Colorado Opportunity Fund dollars for those students as well.
What is that money?
Well, that is money that currently goes to support college students when they're taking a college class. So now we're just letting those students have access to that support before they're actually enrolled at the college.
Did you happen to do this when you were a kid? Was something like this available where you grew up?
When I was a kid, you could take an advanced placement course.
Yeah, AP, I think, is something a lot of people are familiar with, right?
AP is something a lot of families are familiar with, but it's not available in all schools. And it hasn't been something that has been used to a great extent, especially by lower income families. We see the greatest growth among our minority populations.
Lieutenant Governor, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Joe Garcia is not only Lieutenant Governor, but also head of the Colorado Department of Higher Education.